Micah, chapter 5. Now, O daughter of troops, mobilize your troops, for a siege is laid against us. With a rod they will strike the cheek of the judge of Israel. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come forth for me one to be ruler over Israel, one whose origins are of old, from the days of eternity. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers will return to the children of Israel. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majestic name of the Lord his God, and they will dwell securely. For then his greatness will extend to the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace. When Assyria invades our land and tramples our citadels, we will raise against it 7 shepherds, even 8 leaders of men, and they will rule the land of Assyria with the sword, and the land of Nimrod with the blade drawn. So he will deliver us when Assyria invades our land and marches into our borders. Then the remnant of Jacob will be in the midst of many peoples, like dew from the Lord, like showers on the grass, which do not wait for man or linger for mankind. Then the remnant of Jacob will be among the nations, in the midst of many peoples, like a lion among the beasts of the forest, like a young lion among flocks of sheep, which tramples and tears as it passes through, with no one to rescue them. Your hand will be lifted over your foes, and all your enemies will be cut off. In that day, declares the Lord, I will remove your horses from among you, and wreck your chariots. I will remove the cities of your land, and tear down all your strongholds. I will cut the sorceries from your hand, and you will have no fortune tellers. I will also cut off the carved images and sacred pillars from among you, so that you will no longer bow down to the work of your own hands. I will root out the Asherah poles from your midst and demolish your cities. I will take vengeance and anger and wrath upon the nations that have not obeyed me.